Let's get back to demons if we can, to get your take, your definition on what you believe a demon may be. A lot of different people who come on the show have their own views. So we might as well get it straight from the horse's mouth here. What are demons?
A demon is, it's the negative aspect to this life. It's like algebra. We are the positive part. The demon is actually the negative part. And you might, and if you could just imagine if we are positive one and a demon is negative one, this whole physical life would go all the way up to positive 10. So you might have a demon who is a negative 10 and very powerful, and that's called an archdemon. Those are the kind that like legion, the kind that you hear about.
Or what would a devil be? Or the devil?
Right. The devil is something that would take away freedom. There's a devil is what we would also include evil. And I could go further into that if you like.
Would that be the worst of the demons?
It would be the most intelligent.
Most intelligent. Okay, how about the most powerful?
The most powerful demon would be this demon that's referred to as Legion.
Legion, all right, tell me about that.
Legion comes up in the Bible. It's one Jesus removed. But it also comes up in other exorcists that are done. It seems to be the most ferocious, the one that doesn't, that fights to the bitter end during an exorcism. It's been there, you know, for so long, and it's very powerful, and it's not something that's ever been, it's just the most frequent one.
Why do we have a universe, Chris, with demons? What do we need them for? Why are they here?
Well, it's a distortion of God's creation. It's the way I see it, and I know we all have a different perception. Is that this universe is divided up into vibration, and each line of vibration is imperfect to the one above it. And there's the demon is underneath the human, and the demon is actually the vibration of the angel, but a distorted image of it. So if you have the Archangel Michael, you would then get this archangel, this demonic hierarchical, you know, angel of Legion. And it's a distortion of the real angel. Yeah. And so what happens is that it's like a house of mirrors where everything gets distorted. Or another way to say it is, you know, if you were to go to the buffet late at night, you know, you just get these little leftovers and you'd be scraping stuff off the side of the buffet. that the demon is that part of life. It's the distorted part. And it's the unbalanced part.
Well, what is demonic possession then?
Demonic possession is the result of that swing back to balance. A lot of times, demonic possession is demonic possession is for control of a person. For an example, would be if somebody had an addiction or was obsessed.
All right.
With something, pornography would be a good one. Eating, and I have seen these demons before attached to people like this. So,
could it be any obsession? I mean, I've got to hang up, Chris, with light bulbs. I need to replace them when they burn out. I want them replaced. I just can't stand looking at a burned out light bulb. So does that mean a demon's going to nab me because of this?
No. It would have to be something that would take away value from you. You have to think about algebra. As much as painful as it is, but what would make you negative? And what would keep making you negative? It's like those little scratch off tickets that you get at the store. It's like on a downward swoop. You're going to lose no matter what you do. You know, it's mathematically improbable that you'll ever really win. And that's the way the demonic world, it's always on a downward loop. And you go through little bits where you think you're ahead, but then you're losing. It's like an alcoholic thinking he's overcome it. But the whole thought of overcoming it, you've already lost it. So, but every day that you know that you're in the battle, and then you know that you're safe. But as soon as you think that you've overcame anything, and that's when the trouble starts.
Are you saying if you get too overconfident, you have a problem?
Absolutely. Yes. Hmm. Yes. And that's where the value system comes into play. And you know, a demon, and when we talk about a demon, I don't mean the hierarchical demons, the ones that work under evil itself or the devil. There is a devil. But the ones that work underneath the devil are the hierarchical ones. And then the ones underneath the hierarchical ones are the demon ones.
Which are the ones that you see most of the time?
The ones that I see most of the time are just the demons. They are the opposite of the choir angels. And there's many different kinds of choir angels. And they're in churches a lot. And you can actually record their voices singing.
I have.
Well,
I've played it on the air. I haven't recorded the voices.
It's a very real event, and they do sing in churches. What they do is they inspire.
They sing with the singers. You can hear them in the background. Well, okay, but back to demons. We'll get to the angels in a second. The movie Emily Rose, I introduced you as a sensitive like Emily Rose. What is the Emily Rose syndrome?
The Emily Rose syndrome... And Emily Rose is a saint by her own right, because her karma, and I don't hate to use that word loosely, was to show us that demons are real. And she sacrificed her life, and that's a very serious. But the Emily Rose syndrome is this sensitivity to demons. You're like an open door, and demons just step right through. And they can, if there is a lot of preoccupation, if for some reason you're not protected, if you don't live a very protected life, then the demons just swoop right in. And they take over, actually, hypnotically, first of all. And then they take over after hypnotically, they actually obsess. And then they take over the physical body. They can actually pick up the physical body and move it. And this is what you saw in not just Emily Rose, but and also The Exorcist.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, and they've been known to throw beds and you know, and take out drawers. And yes.
All right. Now, with your ability, and you see these demons, do they communicate with you, Chris?
Yes.
Yeah. What do they tell you?
Most of the time, a communication with a demon is pretty boring, really. The hierarchical demons, the ones that are so magnificently powerful, they just scare everything out of me. They are just very scary demons. And they're the ones that you don't even want to try to communicate with, because if they notice you, if you come into their attention span at all, then you know that your physical life could be over. But yes, talking to them is actually a little boring.
Do they tell you about the future or anything like that?
Yes. Yes. In fact, angels won't prophesize a lot about the future. They just inspire you to live your future. Demons want to give off this aura of power. So a lot of times they'll tell you about the future and the correct future.